U.S. Open comes to a close. Well, a new WNBA champion is ahead. Howard Brand of Meadowlark Media joins us. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And let's begin a preview of U.S. Open women's final tonight. Iga Swiatek faces Ons Jabeur. This could be a great match. What do you foresee?
It's going to be a terrific match, and both players are highly motivated to win this thing. You've got Iga Swiatek, who's the number one player in the world. She won the French Open twice in 20 and 2022. You've got Ons Jabeur, who is just a phenomenal player, who was so close to winning Wimbledon just a few months ago against Elena Rybakina. And she said in her concession speech, I feel like you took my title from me. So she has been motivated to get back to this moment, to try to come back and win it. And they're great players, really wonderful contrast. Swiatek is an all-court player, can handle all kinds of pace, hits with a lot of spin. And Jabeur is just a magician. And also, we'd be remiss to not mention, we have to mention the fact that Jabeur is the first African woman to play in a Grand Slam. And every time she does something, we get a graphic that she's the first African woman to do XYZ. She is the trailblazer from Tunisia. Really, really good matchup. Really looking forward to it. Somebody is going to get their first U.S. Open championship. And if it's Ons Jabeur, she's going to get her first major. Swiatek, if she gets it, it's going to be her third major.
Over in the men's division, I have loved the story of Francis Tiafoe this week. First American man to reach the U.S. Open semi since 2006. First Black American since Arthur Ashe in 1972. What a life story and a great match last night, which, however, he did not win.
No, he didn't win, but I always tell people that the U.S. Open is really about theater. It's about theater. It's about New York. It's about Broadway. It's about giving the fans their money's worth. I mean, the most famous U.S. Open moment is Jimmy Connors making a run to the semifinals in 1991 as a 39-year-old. He didn't win, but boy, people have never forgotten that moment. And what Francis Tiafoe did this tournament, he comes out, he beats Rafael Nadal to get to a semifinal. He comes forward and he puts on a show last night against the fantastic teenager, Carlos Alcaraz, 19 years old. And those two put on a battle that you just, the athleticism, it's really the future of tennis. We talk so much about the week that it's been, the 2 weeks that it's been. You lose Serena Williams and Nadal is on his way out. Roger Federer is probably not going to come back in any sort of regular form. And so this is the future. We saw it last night. We saw it in such detail with these two athletes going at it. And Alcaraz was a little bit better, but boy, everybody got their money's worth.
The reign of the Chicago Sky as champion of the WNBA came to an end. Tomorrow's finals will be the Connecticut Sun versus the Las Vegas Aces. What do you see?
One total surprise. I was watching the game five and a couple nights ago, and I just didn't think Connecticut could score with them. And then all of a sudden, Chicago gives up an 18-0 run to pretty much end the game. And that was it. And that was it for their title. Great battle coming forward, though, between Las Vegas and Connecticut. Becky Hammon with Las Vegas, coach of the year. Mm-hmm. And someone's going to win a first championship in their respective cities. Connecticut plays a lot of defense, and Las Vegas scores a lot of points. So classic battle between defense versus offense.
NFL season has begun. Any sign there's lack of public interest because of all the serious scandals?
No, football is just, it really is too big to fail. And if you're a super fan, then all roads lead through Buffalo. They are the favorites to win this whole thing. The physical and the issues that go on with football don't seem to stop that train. But boy, there's always a price to watch this sport.
Howard Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.